This is Ozarks at Large, and we are now stationed in the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio. That's where Timothy Dennis is. Timothy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. Usually when we come here in the middle of the week, it's to talk about great live music coming our way.
Hopefully, I've got a great list lined up for this weekend.
Let's
go. I'll let you be the judge. Let's start with tomorrow night. A guy by the name of Rahim Al-Haj is going to be at Fayetteville Public Library. He's originally from Iraq. And he is going to present a program called A Voice for the Voiceless. It's music that fueled opposition to the Ba'athist regime in Iraq prior to the 2003 invasion by the U.S.
Okay.
But this guy, he's played the oud since he was in second grade. He's actually scheduled to be in our studio later today.
Okay.
He will also perform as a trio with two other people Friday night at Faulkner Performing Arts Center.
So two chances to catch him.
Two chances. The chance tomorrow night at Fayetteville Public Library begins at 6 p.m. and is free. The chance Friday night at Faulkner Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $10 to $20, and the show starts at 7:30 p.m.
And if our scheduling works out, you'll hear him on tomorrow's show.
Exactly.
Okay.
So moving on, also happening tomorrow night in Fayetteville, Daikaiju returns to Smoke and Barrel Tavern. If you are unfamiliar, they bill themselves as psycho surf music. In case you're wondering, Daikaiju means monster in Japanese.
Right, Godzilla and all his...
Mothra would be a Daikaiju,
yes,
etc.
Absolutely.
That show at Smoke and Barrel gets underway tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Also happening tomorrow night, but in Johnson, Wright's Barbecue will have the Brick Fields duo.
Excellent.
If you're not familiar, Rachel Fields sings blues with a fantastic reggae feel.
She's great.
She's awesome. That show at Wright's Barbecue gets underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Also happening tomorrow night, but down in Fort Smith, Harry's Downtown is going to have Anna Benson. She normally fronts the Hot Springs-based rock band Moonshine Mafia. Searching for a solution they can never win. Our days are few and we are so small. We try to run.
But she will not be fronting them at Harry's?
As far as I'm aware, I think it's going to be a solo show.
Okay.
That show begins at 8 p.m. Again, that is tomorrow night at Harry's downtown in Fort Smith. Moving on to Friday night, Handmade Moments will be back in town.
With some vinyl in tow, right?
Yes, they are having the release show for the vinyl version of their last album, Pawpaw Tree. See me in a pawpaw tree. Sweet Timmy, baby, sweet Timmy. That's going to be at George's Majestic Lounge. Heirloom and the California duo Nathan and Jesse will open that show. Tickets for that show are $10 in advance, $12 day of, gets underway at about 9 o'clock. Again, that's Friday night at George's in Fayetteville. Just down the street at Kingfish Friday night, John Shorter will be on stage. He's played with various bands throughout the area like Two Shock, but he also played at Willie D's on Dixon for years, so he's got chops.
Oh, wow.
And he's a very talented songwriter in his own right. That show at Kingfish gets underway at about 9 o'clock. Again, that's Friday night. Also happening in Fayetteville Friday night, Smoke and Barrel Tavern is going to have Matt Guitar Smith.
I like Matt Guitar Smith
a
whole bunch.
He's an incredible guitarist. I didn't realize, but he's related to the guitarist from The Lovin' Spoonful.
I didn't know that either.
That explains a lot, though.
Yeah.
That show gets underway at about 10 o'clock. It's billed as a buffet of sounds.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty apt, considering who's playing. Again, that's Smoke and Barrel Tavern Friday night. Also happening Friday night, Adam Aguilar is going to return to Harry's Downtown in Fort Smith. He is an Oklahoma City-based rock and roll guitar player and singer.
Yep.
That show has a $5 cover. We'll get underway at about 9 o'clock. Again, that's Friday night at Harry's in downtown Fort Smith. Moving on to Saturday, let's start in the day. Siloam Springs Farmers Market is going to have State House Electric.
Excellent.
State House Electric, they're kind of an old-time folk duo. They are supposed to play for about 3 hours starting at 10 a.m. Again, that's the Siloam Springs Farmers Market in downtown Siloam Springs. Okay, moving on to happenings elsewhere in the listening area Saturday. It's actually the return of Springfest in Fayetteville.
That's right.
There are two stages that will include music from The Pogs, Melody Pond, Samantha Hunt, Blacklisted, Drawing Blanks, and many, many others.
Is this still along Dixon Street?
Still along Dixon Street. Music gets underway also at 10 a.m. Again, that's all Dixon Street, downtown Fayetteville.
Okay.
Saturday night, George's Majestic Lounge will welcome back Boom Kinetic, which they are electro-pop band based in Fayetteville and Little Rock areas.
Just a lot of fun.
Rosy Hips are also on that bill. Tickets for that show are $12. It'll get underway at about 9 o'clock Saturday night. Now, happening kind of Saturday evening over in Eureka Springs, Joe Purdy and the Smoky Dewdrops will be playing at Basin Spring Park.
Well, we left this morning early, trying to beat the snow. Me and my old dog Charlie in the rain. And we drove through Oklahoma. It's a long, long way to go. Wondering how we got this far, why we came this way.
Okay, I'm going to guess the Smoky Dewdrops are Smoky and the Mirror and the Honey Dewdrops.
That's kind of what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
If you didn't get tickets for their shows in Fayetteville at Roots HQ this week, earlier in the week, this is your chance to see them for free in Eureka Springs.
Well, how about that?
Because it's music in the park. That'll get underway at about 6 o'clock Saturday night. Again, that is Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs. Now, moving on to Monday. There's going to be a band at Temple Live in Fort Smith.
Oh, Government Mule, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember them ever coming to the listening area. I mean, I remember seeing the Allman Brothers band several years ago here in Fayetteville.
Someone correct me, and they will if I'm wrong, but I think they played Chester's back in the day.
Well, that was well before my time, so
okay.
It makes
right.
sense why I would remember that. Right. If you want to see Government Mule, tickets start at $25. They go up to $30 on Monday, and that show will get underway at about 7:30 Monday night. Again, that's Temple Live in Fort Smith.
All right, that's good. You got us some free music. You got us some daytime music. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kai.
When you can't find